Now, Aine, can you tell me, when is the first day of spring in Ireland? Because, you know, this debate goes on every year. People are always shouting and screaming, it's this date, it's that date, it's the other. When is it?
The 1st of February is the first day of spring, and it is in bulk St. Bridget's Day, they converted it to because they had to put a Christian slant on it. February, March and April are the 3 months of spring. It's 6 weeks before the equinox, which is the middle of March, and then 6 weeks afterwards. So for that 12 weeks, it's around the equinox. The next season is 6 weeks before and 6 weeks after the longest day. Now, what the weather might be like is different. And if the Met Service says February is very cold and they have their different temperatures, they're measuring temperatures. But in Ishchak and Arak, in Laudal, Conchino, it's Teration of Fail of Regia, or Doime Mahiol. Everybody knows the first day of spring is St. Bridget's Day. There's no argument about it, Derek.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, it's that time of year that nature comes alive again. There's a stretch in the evenings, as you know. The birds are beginning to sing again, as we mentioned at the top of the programme. And I've even seen some buds beginning to open on the trees. And the daffodils are out in many places. So how are you preparing for this wonderful time of year? Did you manage to get all those spring bulbs planted yet? And have you got around to cleaning out the bird box? If you haven't, get and do it now. Terry Flanagan went out to meet some primary school students and their teacher to see how they've been shaping up to welcome the spring.
Yes, Derek, I am indeed. I'm out and about. I'm in West County Dublin. I'm in an Educate Together school. These are the new modern primary schools. And this is Powerstown Educate Together, out in Tyrrellstown. And you won't believe it, I'm standing inside a geodome. Yes, a geodome. An amazing structure. And we've come out here to talk to some of the children. We've got the fifth class here in front of me. And I've also got their teacher. And their teacher is Luke. Luke, thanks very much for having us out here today.
Thank you, Terry. Nice
There's
to meet
a real
you.
Touch of spring here now at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, there is indeed.
I'm just looking outside before we came in. I could see the daffodils and I could see the snowdrops and I can see there's really, really an increase in the length of daylight as well.
Yeah, you can feel it in the morning.
Now, especially. The reason why I've come here is because your school is really, really dedicated to nature and wildlife.
Yeah.
And I'm standing inside a geodome. It's the first time I've ever stood inside one of them.
Yeah.
And I hear the bell going in the background.
That that's, yeah, that's the start of the school day. So we're out early.
We're out early, yeah. Indeed. Now, tell us a little bit about the wildlife here in the area, just around the school.
Yeah, so we're very lucky with our campus. We're in West County Dublin here, right at the edge of town. And we're next to Tyrrellstown House, which is one of the gardens of Ireland. And there's a large forest that has a lot of bird life in it. We're lucky that we can use that for nature trails and things like that. But also within school, we try and do school gardening. We've got 4 raised beds. We plant some trees every year with the Trees on the Land initiative. And as well, we're very lucky to have this geodome. So we decided when we were building the school that we put some money aside to set up this geodome, which not only is used for growing vegetables, wildflowers and things like that, but also can be used as a science classroom. So we've got a water tap out here.
And you can fit a class comfortably
in here. Yeah, yeah. Or you could fit maybe 30 kids in here.
And I still see some of the remnants of last year's crops here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we had our crops. Last year was very successful. We had a lot of tomatoes. We had courgettes. We had cucumbers. We had aubergine. We even had chilies. We had.
Okay. And what did you do with them all? Did the kids take them home?
Yeah, so we have a school garden committee, and they're in charge of planting and harvesting. And they're led by mainly Louise, one of our SNAs.
Yes, she's here with us as well.
Yeah, and I help out as well, however I can. But most of the food goes into the classrooms. The idea is that they eat it at lunchtime. So they'll be having salads, they'll be having cucumbers at lunchtime.
That's a lovely idea.
And then with any excess, they take it home. So we had big veggie boxes back in September, October, actually. We were eating right through until October, November.
That's fantastic.
Which is great, yeah.
The other thing I love about the school here as well is the names that you give to the classes. Mm-hmm. Like in other schools, they may call them after rivers or mountains. And I know in secondary school, they give them just numbers, 1-1 or 1-2 or something like that. Here, each class is called after a tree.
Yeah, and they're all native trees.
Yes.
So my own class, fifth class, is Alder class.
Alder.
There's Laurel class, there's Hazel class, there's Oak class, there's Sycamore. We've got, I think we ran out of native trees pretty much because some of the
You have more children coming to the school.
Yeah, and I think we've started calling some of the classrooms after bushes now, you know, because we've run out of the trees.
Snowberry and the like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But you have some of the children here as well. Dave, Conestashiv.
Tommy
Gamath. Tommy Kune. You're very quiet. Conestandid.
Julia Zanum Dum.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tyrrellstown.
Tyrrellstown, so you're living very close to here.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name is Leo.
Leo, and where are you from, Leo?
I'm from Tyrrellstown.
So you're all living within the area?
Yeah.
And do you like the wildlife and do you like the nature here in the school?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you do to help the wildlife and the nature?
We make bird feeders. We plant fruit. Right. And
well, tell me a little bit about the bird feeders. I'm going to move on. Who's this here?
My name's Harrison.
Harrison. And tell me a little bit about the bird feeders you have, Harrison.
We've put them on the trees.
Yeah.
And the birds come eat them.
Now, you make them. How do you make them? What do you make them with?
Bottles and... you put seeds in them.
And tell me, what can you feed the birds?
Well, you can feed them everything because some could be allergic and maybe could die.
So what would you not put out for the birds then?
Like, for small birds, you won't put, like, everything, like, big stuff they can't swallow down their throats because they could choke.
Right. So what would you put out then?
We will put little seeds that they could actually swallow.
Right.
And like small stuff that
like
could bite.
Peanuts.
Yes.
And smaller seeds like maybe sunflower, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else, what would you put out, yeah?
Yeah, but putting the peanuts and the seeds is going to be a little bit of a problem because this is a nut-free school.
Oh, you are a nut-free school, so you
and
don't...
You're not allowed seeds in here. But maybe we could do it outside of the school because that won't be a problem.
So it won't be a problem here in the geodome?
It won't be.
Okay, but you can't do it then in the schools because you're...
Because we have kids from other classes that are allergic to peanuts seeds.
I see. Mm. Now, you also put up bird boxes, I believe, yeah? Tell us about the bird boxes.
Okay, so what we did is we put them up there and then we...
And where do you put them?
We put them up on the trees facing southwest.
And why southwest?
Because that's where the birds come from.
If they were pointing northwest or northeast, what do you think might happen?
That they won't go there because it's it's facing the north, so it'll be colder.
I see, it's facing the north, so it'll be colder. Who's this I have here at the back? Is hiding away. I'm coming down to talk to you. Now, what's your name?
Stefan.
Stefan. And what's your favourite bird?
The bald eagle.
The bald eagle.
Yes.
Did you see any bald eagles around Charlestown?
No.
Why not?
Because they're only native to America.
They're only native to America. And do you think there'd be any chance they might come to Ireland?
I don't know. Maybe if someone comes on a ship and, like, they have a bald eagle on the ship.
Do you think they'd like Ireland?
I'm not so sure because, like, it's colder here than America.
Okay. Do you think they'd like Powerstown Educate Together?
Probably not.
Probably not. Here, when the teacher's not listening. Do you like the teacher, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he nice?
Yes.
Is he hard?
Sometimes he's hard on us because, like, we do, like, stuff that we're not supposed to, but he's generally a good teacher.
Oh, don't tell me the stuff you don't do. You're not supposed to. I don't want to hear that. Who's this here?
Harrison.
Harrison. I spoke to you a moment ago, Harrison.
Yeah.
What's your favourite bird?
The albatross.
The albatross,
yeah.
Okay. You all like birds that are outside of Ireland. Mm-hmm. Anybody like a bird in Ireland? What's their favourite Irish bird?
My favourite Irish bird is a cormorant.
A cormorant, okay. Have you seen any cormorants here around the school?
No, not around the school, but I see them down in Howth.
And why would you not see them around the school?
Because they eat mostly fish.
They eat mostly fish, yeah.
They eat fish.
Okay, so you're going to put up bird boxes now and you're hoping that some of the birds will come and nest. I think you had some boxes up last year, had you?
Yeah, we did it in fourth class.
Yeah.
And, well...
Wasn't very successful, was it not?
No.
Did you see any birds going in and out of the boxes?
Yeah, I think there was like one or two that went
in. There was one or two, yes?
Last year I saw a bird. It had kind of like white dots on it, on its head, and it was brown or black, one of them, and it flew in. Till then, I didn't see any more birds.
Okay, so you're going to put up some more bird boxes this year. How many do you hope to put up? Any idea?
Five.
So you've got them made and ready to go.
No.
Not yet. There's this person that came with Willow, and we made a bird nest with them.
Yeah.
With the Willow, and we did it down in the forest school. We did it with the Willow, and then we put them up in the tree.
I'm going to have a quick word with Louise as well, because Louise is here as the SNA. Louise, tell me your involvement with the fifth class.
Oh, my hobby, my interest at home is gardening.
Yeah.
So I'm able to do that so much in school here, working with the children, with this fabulous geodome. What a brilliant facility to have. Mm. We can experiment with all different crops and bring them out once a week. And it's just fabulous to let the children see how vegetables are grown and just, great facility to
and
have.
And their interest in the birds.
Well, I suppose being surrounded by all this lovely green space, it's only natural that they're going to be observing the birds and have that interest in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're good kids.
Brilliant, brilliant, yeah.
Well, what time have you got to go back into class at?
I don't know.
Yeah. They won't all be waiting, will he? Have you all got the exercise done yet for today, yeah?
Yeah.
Or do you would just rather stay out here for the day?
Yeah.
It would be lovely.
It would be lovely, yeah. It'd be lovely to go for a walk. I might ask him then, can we go for a little walk then and see, can we have a look at some of the birds that are around? You might show me some of the birds before.
The forest is practically down there at the trees. Above.
Well, let's go and have a little ramble around. You might show me some of the birds you have then here. It's been lovely coming out to see you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry. That's all we have time for today. My thanks to all of our contributors, to Richard Collins and Aineen Launa, to Ferdy Marnell from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland. Our researcher is John Riley, and our producer is Anna Leddy. Until next time, goodbye.